This is Dr. Virgin Kolanski. A report patient Darren Boatwright indicates procedural colon cancer screening. Physician, his date of birth is 5-17-1971. Physician, we give back a scan. I'm sorry, doctor. Patient, I'm going to receive blood pressure from Hodgson polyphagy, instrument to lump of the Kolanski procedure. After found his concern of the patient, basic player, I've received. After he gets to the corrective act, speak my descending colon, blood pressure, and colon blood pressure. That's a figure of picture. Coming on ourself here, fair prep. Coming on, I saw in the rectum. About 15 centimeters from the anus, I saw a large projector polyp, about 2 centimeter size polyp noted on the pedicle, which was removed successfully with the snail polypectomy successfully. And the remnant is stalked at the polypectomy site. I also snared, removed this successfully completely and sent a separate jar. I also put, after cauterization, no bleeding, but for preventive purposes, I did metal clip to close the polypectomy site so it had to create a good hemostasis, no post polypectomy bleeding. I also injected the India ink or black ink to tattoo the area for a future follow up. Retroflexion then and rectum is into hemorrhoid bleeding, so a session for surface not complication, fine clown gap cecum. Number two, fair prep. Number three, a large potential polyp, about 2 centimeter size polyp, tubular villus appearing. Removed from the rectum, which was 15 centimeters from the anus, removed successfully, Hodgson successfully, completely. The polypectomy site, which had a small stalk, still remained. I removed that thing with the Hodgson polypectomy snail also, and sent a separate jar to see if there's any invasion of this polyp into the stalk. This post polypectomy, there was no bleeding, but as a prophylactic, I put a metal clip there after cauterization. So to stop any to prevent any post polypectomy bleeding, and also injected India ink or black ink to tattoo the area for the future reference. Recommendation of it for the polypathology: if the polypathology comes with no high grade dysplasia, and then repeat the colonoscopy in 6 months. If the polyp comes out to be high grade dysplasia with no invasion of the stalk, then 6 month colonoscopy. But if it comes out to be higher dysplasia in the polyp, and also invasion of the higher dysplasia in the stalk of the polyp, which is removed and sent separately, if there's invasion noted in the stalk, then recommend to have a patient surgical consultation and oncology consultation for further management, and to be treated as a maybe at that time, patient will need a rectal ultrasound to evaluate it more detail. Follow up with and nutrition. Please send a copy to Dr. Parampetti, copy Dr. Jeffrey Carr. Their procedure was September 24th to 22nd. It was September 24th to 22nd. Patient's all nutrition, no thumbs. Thanks.